welcome to today's episode about how to raise baby chicks. My name is Mayotte Van Eitert, and I am here with you every day for the next 16 weeks showing you how to raise baby chicks from day olds until they're healthy layers. I'm also the founder of Pamper Chicken Mama, which is a website, and we also have a line of feeds for backyard chickens and herbal treats for backyard chickens. Now, I thought a really good topic for today's video is a question I get a lot, and it is, when are baby chicks safe to interact with adult chickens? And the answer is that it really depends on their age and what your coop setup is like and the sex of your chickens. So when baby chicks are just born, let's say they're day olds, they're actually not safe kind of at all to interact with adults. And the reason for that is that the adults can pick on them, and also they can get trampled very easily. So I actually wait until the chicks are about 8 weeks before I even put them into the coop. They stay in the brooder for the first 8 weeks, or in tractors when they go outside. And then even when everybody's in the coop together, I actually keep them separate. So we have a little baby coop tractor area out there. They only go there when the weather is nice like today, when it's sunny and it's warm enough. And then at night they go into the coop, but they go into the coop in, I don't know if you can see that, it's like a rabbit cage back there. I don't know if you can see that, but they go into it in a rabbit cage. And the reason for that is to make sure, again, that one, they're not trampled, and two, they don't get picked on. So we only actually also do this when it's warm outside. So when they're 8 weeks old, chicks don't necessarily have all the feathers that they need or all the ways that they need to keep themselves warm. They can't regulate their body temperature as well as an adult chicken. So we actually only put them out in the coop at all and bring them outside when it's warm enough, which is about 75 degrees. So that's what we do when they're about 8 weeks old. We actually allow everybody to touch and interact when they're about 12 weeks old. And even then, we really, really watch it just to make sure that the adult chickens don't pick on them and that everybody gets fed. You know, we feed the babies separately from the adults. So the picking on them and the bullying them is when it comes to hens, is really the big concern. Now, the other thing you have to watch out for and the other thing that we do is when we have roosters. Like, obviously, you can hear that we have roosters because my Sarama Bantam in there is letting everybody know he exists, right? When we have the roosters, we actually don't let the chicks interact with the roosters at all until they're about 12 to 16 weeks old. Basically, until they're nearly full grown, they have all their feathers, and they can defend themselves. And the reason for that is if you have one rooster, this is a lot less likely to be an issue. But if you have a lot of roosters like we do, you know, two or three roosters, at that point you have to get really concerned about whether the roosters are going to pile on the chicks, whether they're going to recognize that the chicks are little and that they can't really support the weight of an adult. And honestly, in my experience, most of the time, the roosters don't get that. So we want everybody to be safe. We want everybody to be healthy. So we actually don't even let the roosters near the chicks until the chicks are old enough to really, basically, until they're adults, which is about 12 to 16 weeks. 16 weeks are officially adults. 12 weeks are usually big enough to handle themselves in the coop. But again, at that point in time, we may or we may not, depending on the breed, still put them separate at night. For example, those are frizzles. They're probably bantams. And bantams are different. Bantams obviously can't support the full weight of an adult rooster either. Like a Cochin, for example, or a Brahma. They can't really even then support the full weight. So we really make sure until they're big enough and that they're safe enough to actually take care of themselves in the coop. But when it comes to adults and chicks interacting, one of the bigger concerns is just, is everybody going to get food? Is everybody going to get water? Does everybody feel safe? Are the chicks going to feel unsafe going back into the coop? And then they maybe stay out in the rain? So these are all the factors that you have to take into consideration. So to sort of sum up, when they're day olds, we don't let them out into the coop at all. And again, this is also assuming, though, that these are chicks that you've either ordered in and they've been mailed to you, or you've hatched the eggs in an incubator. That's what this applies to. When you have baby chicks that are hatched by a hen, the hen's going to do her job in most cases. She's going to do her job of making sure that the chicks are safe and that everybody stays away from her babies. So if that isn't happening, then you'll want to take in all these things we've discussed into consideration. But if the hen is doing her job, then none of this really applies. Because the hen, 9 times out of 10, is really going to do her job, which is puffing up, acting like a dinosaur, getting everybody away from her babies. But they're safe to go into the coop full-time or, you know, part-time, starting at 12 to 16 weeks, and around 8 weeks is when we start to sort of integrate everybody and get the chicks used to coop life. Because they have to get used to being in the coop. Oh, my son is in the back. All right.
What?
Daphne, can you go over that way, please? Thank you. They have to go into the coop sometime. They have to get used to the coop, and they have to get used to the other chickens. So at some point, you definitely do want to integrate everybody. But the minimum time we do it, the minimum age we do it, is 8 weeks. And more than likely, we're probably going to wait until that 12 to 16-week mark before we actually fully integrate everybody. So I hope you've enjoyed this video. I hope it has helped you and answered some of your questions about how to integrate baby chicks with adults and when to do it and when is the safest time to do it. If you've liked this video, please go ahead and consider giving me a like below. You can also leave me a comment and let me know. If you have a question about raising baby chicks, leave me a comment and I'll do my best to answer it. You can also go ahead and subscribe and be sure to click the notification button to be notified whenever we upload videos, which will be every day for the next 16 weeks. Thanks for watching. Bye.